Tefilas Shemoina Esrei Shel Shabbos Shacharis. I will begin with Yismach Moshe B'Matinas Chelkoi. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos Daf Dalid Amud Beis states, Amar Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Matono Toivo Yesh Li B'Veis Genozai V'Shabbos Shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I have a wonderful gift in my treasure house, and Shabbos is its name. Va'ani mevakesh litinoch liYisrael, and I wish to give it to the Jewish people. Lech v'hoidi ein, go and inform them. The Medrash also states that Moshe requested of Paro that he give the Bnei Yisrael one day of rest, and Moshe chose the day of Shabbos, as cited by the Tur or Chaim Simon Reish Pei Aleph. Based on this Chazal, the question is asked, why doesn't the Tefillah begin with the word Somach? Somach Moshe. Moshe rejoiced in the past. Yismach means the future. Reb Shabsai Sofer suggests that the reason Yismach is used is to teach that there is an Olam HaNeshamos. Moshe rejoiced in the past with this wonderful gift and will continue to rejoice with Shabbos Le'osid Lavoi in the future. We find many times words expressed in the future that mean a continuation of the past or a thought, a machshava that occurred in the past, such as we find in Parshas B'Shalach in the Shira, Oz Yashir Moshe. See Rashi on that pasuk. Yashir is written, will sing in the future. Instead of the word shar, he sang. I will now read the tefillah from Yismach Moshe until the tefillah of Ritzei. I will also comment and explain the dikduk of some of the words. Yismach Moshe b'matenas chelkoi ki eved ne'emon koroso loy kilil tif'eres b'roishoi nosato loy ba'amdoi lefonecha al har sinoi ushnei luchois avonim hoirid b'yodoi v'chosuv bohem shemiras shabos v'chein chosuv. The words Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. It is not Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. It is Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi. The word b'matnas, the tough, has a dogesh chazak because there is a letter missing from this word. The shoirish of the word matono, a gift, is nosoin, nun, sof, nun. The first root letter, nun, is missing, and the dogesh in the tof compensates for the nun, which was dropped. The word is pronounced b'matenas. Also, ki eved ne'emon. The word eved, the main accent is on the ayin, which follows the rule of segoilim. Words that have two segoilim as its last syllables, the main accent is on the first segol. Eved, kesef, beged. Words in this category are mil'el. And the word is ne'emon. It is not ne'emon. It is ne'emon on the mem. The mem is the middle root letter. And therefore, the main accent is on the mem. The shorish is aleph, mem, nun. Also, the word korosa loy in Nusach Sfard, the lamed of loy has a dogesh. Korosa loy. That dogesh is a dogesh chazak, and it follows the rule of osei meirochik, which I'm not going to do now. I already had spoken about it in Parshas Truma in the Pshat section, if you would like to go back to it. But this follows the rule of osei meirochik, where a letter at the beginning of the word, other than Beged Kefes, can have a dagesh, and the letter is lengthened or doubled. Karasa loy. The word ba'amdoi, ba'amdoi lifanecha, the ayin has a kamatz katan, therefore the mem has a shivanoch. And v'chosuv bohem shemiras shabbos. The word is not shemiras shabbos, but shemiras shabbos. I will now continue and read from Vishamiru. Vishamiru v'nei Yisrael es hashabbos. La'asois es hashabbos l'doyroisam b'ris olam. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael ois hi la'olam. Ki sheishes yomim osa adonai es hashamayim v'es ha'oretz. Uvayoim hashvi'i shavas vayinofash. I just want to comment on the word Visham Meru. The mem has a shivano. And the word Uvayoim hashvi'i, there is a dogesh in the shin, a dogesh after a hey hayidiyah. Therefore, we say Uvayoim hashvi'i. And the last words are shavas vayinofash and not shavas vayinofash. Shavas vayi nafash. I would like to continue with Veloi nisatoi. Veloi nisatoi. Adonai Eloheinu legoyei ha'aratzois. Veloi hinchaltoi malkeinu la'ovidei fisilim. Vegam b'menuchasoi loi yishkenu arelim. Ki l'Yisrael ammecha nisatoi ba'ahava lezera Yaakov asher bom b'chorto. The words v'loi nisatoi. Nisatoi is a combination of nosato oisoi. Therefore the nun has a shiva no, and we say nisatoi. The words l'goyei ho'arotzois. It is not legoyei ho'arotzois, it is legoyei ho'arotzois. The words v'loi hinchaltoi, it is not v'loi hinchaltoi, it is v'loi hinchaltoi. Lo'ovidei fisilim, lo'ovidei, the vase has a shivano after a tenuah gedola. Lo'ovidei fisilim, it is not pisilim, it is fisilim. Since it follows the yud of the word la'ovidei, there is no dogesh in the fei. V'gam b'menuchasoi loy yishkenu arelim. V'gam b'menuchasoi loy yishkenu arelim. Ki l'Yisrael ammecha nisatoi. Ammecha has a dogesh in the mem. Therefore, we pronounce it ammecha. There is a dogesh chazak in the mem. Nisatoi, again, the word is a combination of nosato, nosato oisoi. Therefore, it is nisatoi. I will continue with Yismechu v'malchusecha shaymirei shabos v'koyre'e oineg am mikadeshei shivi'i kulam yisba'u V'yis anegu mituvecha uvashvi'i rotzisa boy v'kidash toy chemdas yomim oisoi korosa zecher lema'asei v'reishis. The words yismechu v'malchus secha. There is a shivano under the saf of v'malchus secha. Also, the word after yismechu, it is not b'malchus secha, it is v'malchus secha, since it follows the vav of yismechu. The words shaymerei shabbos, there is a shivano under the mem, after a tenuah gedola, shaymerei shabbos. The words v'koyre'e oineg, the main accent of the word v'koyre'e is on the kuf. Generally, the main accent would be v'koyre'e on the aleph. That's where it really belongs. However, the word oineg, since the main accent is on the first syllable, the ayin, it has the power to push back the main accent to the kuf. And we say, v'koy r'ei oineg. Again, the resh has a shivano and the main accent on the kuf. This is the rule of nasoig achor. Am mekaddishei shivi'i. The word mekaddishei, there is a shivano under the dalet since it has a dogesh. It has a dogesh because it is a verb from binyan pi'el and the middle root letter gets a dogesh chazak. Kulam yisba'u v'yis'annegu. The word v'yis'annegu, there is a dogesh in the nun, therefore it is a shivano. It is from the binyan hispa'el. Hispa'el is also known as the binyan hadogush. Therefore, the word is v'yis'annegu. The word uvashivi'i, the shin has a shivano. Okay, that takes care of this section. I will continue now with Eloheinu, Veloihei, Avoiseinu, Ritzei, No, Vimnuchoseinu, Kaddesheinu, Vimitzvoisecha, Visein, Chelkeinu, Visoirosecha, Sabbeinu, Mituvecha, Visamach, Nafsheinu, or Visamachenu. According to the Nuschois, as you can see, I'm doing Nusach Sefarad. V'samach nafshenu bishu osecha, v'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emes, v'hanchilenu adonai Eloheinu b'yahava, uv'ratzoin shabbas kodshecha, v'yanuchu voy kol Yisrael mekaddeshei shemecha, Baruch ato Adonai Mekadesh HaShabbos. The words Kaddesheinu b'mitzvoisecha. Kaddesheinu has a shivono under the dalet. The word Sabbeinu. Sabbeinu also has a shivono under the beis. There is a dogesh in the beis. Both Kaddesheinu and Sabbeinu are both from Binyan Pi'el. Therefore, there is a dogesh. V'sammechenu is also from Binyan Pi'el. V'sammechenu, those who say V'sammechenu and not V'samach Nafshenu. V'taher libenu la'avdecha be'emes. There is a segoil under the beis and there is a chatof segoil under the aleph. The word is not emes. The word is not be'emes. The word is be'emes. Okay, and one more, Mekaddeshei Shemecha. Mekaddeshei, the Dalet has a Shavah Noh.